listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Basically, like I said, my name is DubFX. I make music live on the spot by recording my voice into this loop station. So basically, I press record like this, and then I press the button again, and it loops like this. Yeah? Record like this, and then I press the button again, and it loops like this. The reason I can do that is that I can make a beat like a record the beat, loop that, and then put more beats on top of that, yeah? So I'm going to start a groove like... through the mic. So that's that beat recorded.
How you guys doing on this beautiful, blessed day? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. I'm your host, David Cohen. We're going to start us out with a little DubFX, Love Someone. Let's just get into this. Oh, we're setting the mood, right? We're setting the vibration right now for the show. Right, here's the frequency, right? Oh. It's so good. Start the show off with some of that, yeah. What's going on, guys? Once again, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got Skya Indigo in the studio today, generating insane amounts of unconditional love, light, and appreciation. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's such a blessing. You know, guys, I thought that I'd start off the show today with a full introduction of DubFX's Love Someone. That was a song, the beginning of the song that you just heard, simply because every time I listen to that, like, okay, so DubFX is this one guy, and he has a loop, it's almost like a...
It's a stomp box.
Yeah, it's just, thanks, man. A stomp box, which, like, you can record into a microphone and, like, press it, and then it loops, and you can make all these cool sounds, but it's all made with his mouth, and, like, he's totally, like all into, like, enlightenment, and, like, you know, like, the world is, like, shifting into, like, happiness and everything, you know, and that's what we're about, too, so I thought I'd just spread some of that. As you know... this is the show where we raise your frequency every Sunday at 1, and we love the fact that you guys are tuning into us. If you want to call live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Or you can email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Skya, always a pleasure, always a blessing. As you know, you are part of the Dave's Good Vibration Station crew.
Well, thank you.
Of course, man. There's we have Ashtar Command Crew out there, and then Dave's Good Vibration Station Command Crew. That's funny. So check this out, guys. Today on the show, I've been inspired, and my highest excitement at this moment would be to talk about random acts of kindness. Not only talk about random acts of kindness, but the energetic charge and like the wave that a little tiny random act of kindness can cause. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because this is the time that we really need to define and show not only ourselves, but each other, you know, like what we want. You know what I mean? So like, just a quick example, last night, I'm with my beautiful girlfriend. We're just up in Topanga. We were just kind of like the top of this mountain. Just like, we had some time to kill. We were just waiting for, you know, some friends to get ready and stuff. And so we're like, oh, let's go up to Topanga and just like, you know, like check out the view, you know, like why not, you know, it's just a great thing to do, great thing to kill time. So we're chilling, you know, we have Pandora on my car radio, and all of a sudden, you know, our friends call, hey guys, want to meet up? Yeah, all right, let's go. So I turn the car on and it goes gig. I'm like, oh no, gig, no. And then it just like gig. And I'm just like, okay, so I'm stuck up, like, way up in this hill. Like, I don't even know if I have service. And long story short, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, who's maybe close by? Who do I know that's maybe close by? And I called a few other people that I know that are close by. None of them really answered, or they were doing this, or they're over here, you know. So I call Skaya and I say, Skaya, dude, I'm up in the hills in Topanga. I'm off of this road. Like, is there any way that you could possibly come jump my car? He's like, well, yeah, I can do that. I'm like, thank you so much, man. Like, I hope it's not too out of your way. He's like, you know, he's like all the way on the other side of the hill. He's like, no, it's not. I'm coming. So thankfully, Skaya, out of the kindness of his heart, showed up and he jumped my car and allowed me to proceed on with my night. And I'm thinking like, wow, okay, well, if it wasn't for Skaya and the person that he is, and just like that random act of kindness in which he followed through with, I would have had a much different turnout of my night. And I'm thinking, well, here we go. Next time I see like a car on the side, like I know like what that's like, you know, like I know that like, wow, you're stuck. So like, I'm definitely going to stop and help them out. Thanks to you.
Right on.
Right. Do you see the chain reaction there?
Well, yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think that's what we all kind of inspire ourselves to try to do. But there's times when we're, you know, think we're more preoccupied with what we need to do.
Right.
Other than a service to another. And, you know, it depends on, I guess, how we really see value in time.
Right.
And, you know, in this day and age in society, you know, I hear it all the time. Time is money. Time is money. And
right.
Time is
That's
time.
That's what they say. Time is time.
And money's money.
Yeah.
You know, and there's limited. I'd say there's more limitation to the amount of time we have than limitation of money.
Right.
And so within that, I guess it's a matter of where we truly are in our day, in our lives, and our own conscience to say, well, am I going to put this person in front of my own needs,
right,
or wants,
right,
more particularly? And, I mean, in that certain situation, you know, I had a very clear choice. I said, I can either go straight home, or there's, you know, because my buddy was playing up in Topanga anyways, but I didn't know if I wanted to go back up and watch the show.
Right.
So I was just like, well, universe, I'm in the split here.
Yeah.
So if you can give me a clear, concise, like, decision, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then you called, and I was just like, well, there it is.
You know? That's funny. Did you end up seeing the show?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
It was nice. It was actually very enjoyable.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for that, and you calling, you know, me going up and helping you out, like, I would have had a more, I'd say, less eventful night.
Right.
But I'm glad I spiced it up at the end.
So well, I'm glad that you spiced my night up. Actually, allowed my night to continue, shall we say. But yeah, guys, you know, it's stuff like that that I really want to touch on today. And along with, you know, along with doing random acts and kindness, I also want to tie into following your highest excitement. I've been listening lately to a lot of channelers, such as Sean Randall and who channels the entity Torah. Just the most, we've had the pleasure of having her on the show before. She is one of the most amazing, just loving individuals I've ever met on this planet. And I send amazing, amazing amounts of unconditional love and appreciation to both Sean Randall and Torah. And I've been listening to a lot of Bashar, who is channeled by a gentleman named Daryl, and Daryl Onka. And what I've been kind of getting and learning from listening to these channelers lately is that following your highest excitement is the greatest, the single most greatest and most powerful thing that you can do, not only for yourself, but for the planet and for everybody around you. Check this out, guys. And this is a very quite simple concept to conceptualize if you actually think about it. But we've probably heard this before, and I know I've heard this before, and I've heard it, you know, multiple times. But it wasn't until recently in the past week, when I really, really aligned and resonated with what I'm about to tell you, which actually kind of changed my life in a way that I feel could possibly change yours. So, as we know, you know, thoughts are frequencies, thoughts are vibrations, you know, and what we think is what we get. We are what we think, that whole thing, you know. Think of thoughts as little worker bees that, you know, that anything you think, that's what they're going out and that's what they're working on to mirror that, to create that, back into your reality. So, what I've really learned is, when you follow your highest excitement, for example, Skaya, what is your highest excitement?
Definitely playing music.
Definitely playing music. That's definitely your highest excitement. I can tell that that's your highest excitement, right? And for any of you out there that have ever been blessed enough to see Skaya play music, truly, truly, it's a blessing to watch you. Like, you inspire, right? And I personally, just for example, when Skaya plays music, when Skaya chooses to follow his highest excitement in any way, shape, or form that he can, what that actually is doing on an energetic level is registering certain things within my consciousness and other people's consciousness, you know, on a conscious, even a subconscious level, in which they look at him following his highest excitement and they see how happy and joyful and, like, excited and just, like, in the moment he is. And then you question yourself. You're like, wait, how could I be like that? Like, how could I experience that state of ecstasy? And, like, how could I feel what he's feeling, right? So you then get inspired to do something that excites you. You then, you know, do something that can open the doors within your consciousness to allow you that level of ecstasy, right? So, you know, the channelers, they also talk about how when you are following your highest excitement any moment that you can, for example, right now, right now, what's your highest excitement? Like, your true soul purpose, highest excitement. If it's, you know, taking the dog for a walk, like, wow, that sounds exciting. Or like, wow, I really think taking a shower sounds great right now. You know, it's just like the silliest thing. And we're not talking about, like, you know, oh, I'm an alcoholic. Alcohol sounds exciting right now. We're not talking about that. That is phased. That is That is phased excitement, if you will. That is not true, divine, soul, purpose excitement. We're talking about the excitement that, like, that rustles you up, that gets you butterflies, that you're like, oh, that's fun. You know, just like I know when I, you know, when I get on the radio, I'm thinking like, ooh, this is fun. Like, this is going to be exciting today, you know? And like, and I get sparked by it. Right. And when I play music and, you know, just doing anything. And when you follow that, you actually are setting off a wave and you're actually creating this snowball effect, if you will, when you choose to follow your highest excitements. Also, along with affecting the other people around you, when you follow your highest excitement, you're following and you're resonating within a vibration and a frequency within your own consciousness, in which allows everything within your reality to align, right? Therefore, if you are following your highest joys and your highest excitement any moment that you can, that will only allow that frequency and that vibration of following your excitements will only allow to open more doors to bring you more levels of excitement, right? So it's like, and I guess the reason why I'm using this time to tell you guys this right now is because it's such a simple concept, but at the same time, it's like it's very rarely applied within our surroundings, at least from what I can tell, you know. Sky, do you want to chime in on that at all?
Within our highest excitement.
Wow, I love it. I'm just messing with you, brother. I'm just messing with you. I just, listeners, just so you know, in the studio, like, you guys should see this wonderful individual that is sitting across from me right now. Like, this is a great guy. This is a great guy that has some great things to say.
I'd say, with regards to our highest excitement,
right,
is to recognize it and not to deny it and not to doubt it.
Okay.
And not to fear your full expression of it and what others see, because, well, we've been taught and programmed to function on how other people see us.
Right.
And it's just true to a certain extent on how you wish to relate yourself to others.
Right.
But I feel in the context of following your highest excitement, it requires a full focus of oneself.
Right.
And a non-victimization of one's own perception, one's own feeling.
Right.
Through what we've been taught and programmed. And even regardless of what people say and tell you, if you are truly in your highest excitement,
right,
then what else is there?
Well, right. Right.
You know, I mean, that's you loving yourself to your highest.
Right. Yeah, it is.
And really, you know, maximizing, I feel, this experience of this human reality.
Right.
To a point where you're saying, well, check it out, you know? I think at that, you know, the expression, oh, well, I can die tomorrow and be okay, you know?
Right.
Is the state in which we always try to experience on an everyday level.
Right.
And so kind of relates to a topic of attachment and non-attachment as well, because, right. I mean, if we're really attached to what people think or, you know, what we even think about ourselves,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, what we think and what we feel are two separate things. And I think that's a conditioning that we all can work on to really, you know, separate and to be able to decipher which is which. You know, like a lot of amazing people said that the mind's an excellent servant, but a terrible master.
Yeah.
You know, and the intuition filters through the heart. And so, you know, we can think one thing and our heart saying another, and usually when we don't follow our heart, we regret it, and we're,
yeah,
like,
that is true.
You know,
that is absolutely true.
But within the context of that, you know, I just truly encourage, you know, everybody and anybody to, you know, search for that.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't take money. it doesn't take all these things that they might tell you,
right?
Like college and like, you know, all this other stuff to like, you know, if you're into that, you want to refine your perspective on who you are,
right?
See what you're good at, you know, by all means. But I feel that if we can just go out and express ourselves fully, you know, without any ridicule, I think that's more of a experience in life than an educational system.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what we all strive to do in those environments. But of course, you know, within any structure, you're going to experience limitations.
Right.
So
that is true.
I guess following our highest excitement would be to follow our highest freedom.
Mm. Okay. To follow our highest freedom. I dig that. I dig that. To follow our highest excitement would be to follow our highest freedom. Yes, it would. Absolutely. And I would say our highest freedom without condition, if anything.
Exactly.
Sky, I have a question for you. Do you feel like, do you feel like you, not you as an individual, but do you feel like we as a collective on, you know, planet Earth?
Okay.
Do you feel like we put too many conditions on what it takes to be happy and what we need to accomplish before we can reach a state of excitement, or what we need to accomplish before we can reach a state?
I think it's of conditioning of expectation.
Okay.
You know.
Conditioning of expectation.
You know, like when you walk into any scenario, what do you expect?
Right.
Or do you walk in with no expectations?
Right.
You know, I've had this interesting model since I was in high school of, you know, seeing a lot of different levels of expectations. Like people who always expect the worst case scenario to happen. People who always walk in expecting the best. And people who walk in with no
right.
expectation. And I've done this, you know, on a purely logical level. If you walk in with no expectation, you're neutral.
Right.
You know, it's like three sections of it. Lowest expectation, neutral, and highest expectation. So I guess within that sense, you can't go wrong by, you know, expecting the worst or nothing.
Right.
You know, and I think that if you're just expecting the worst and you're just preparing yourself for any scenario that may happen, but if you go in just kind of like open and whatever, then you're going in open, you know? Just
right.
like you go into any situation with an open mind and an open heart.
Right.
But if you go in saying, well, I'm expecting this, or I want to hear this, or I want to walk out feeling this, or blah, 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 blah.
Right.
There it is. You already set a standard.
You're right.
You know, just like walking into any system that has an expectation instead of saying, oh, well, let's see where you are at.
Right.
And then let's work from there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So many institutions and kind of things of that structural nature that already have this shape molded.
Yeah.
If you don't fit it quite right,
totally.
They're like, no, we don't want you.
Totally.
And that's abandonment, you
yeah.
know? That's, you know.
That is. So are you saying that you think a lot of, like, the collective happiness on this planet is not to its fullest extent because of conditional expectations?
I wouldn't say it's in its fullest, and I wouldn't say it's in its lowest.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because we all both, every individual experiences both spectrums. You
right.
know?
Totally.
You know?
Absolutely.
And in our perceptions of others' lives, you know, we compare it all to ourselves. That person has more, that person has less, that higher blah, 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 blah. And
the person has more money than me, that person drives a nicer car
right,
than
right.
me.
You know, whatever yeah. it is.
Or even like I drive a nicer car than that person.
Right.
You know, something yeah.
whatever, you know, it's
whatever
the ego being either, you know, pushed away or pushed on.
Right.
And it's interesting how we perceive physical things.
Yeah.
on each other, you know, like your sweater that you wear,
right.
your nose ring, you know,
right.
whatever.
Right.
But, you know, the way I like to see it and the way I do see it is that, you know, we all choose these roles to play for each other. It's like, oh, that person is making me feel this way in order for me to learn this part of myself.
Absolutely.
you know, and that goes all the way back to, like, your, like, I feel your parents and every single soul that you interact with.
Right.
You know, any soul.
Right.
Like, you know, and it's interesting how each role has its own expectations of, well, mother's supposed to do all this, and
right.
father's supposed to do all this, and your right. best friend's supposed to do all this, and then your doctor's supposed to do all this, and then blah, 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 all these roles and labels, you right. know? And so, I mean, to me, it only makes sense to label cans. That way, you know, or else they'll all be the same.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think we're freaking cans.
No.
I think that we can all really see our individuality and uniqueness within each other without any labels attached to us.
Absolutely.
And so within that, I feel that this society has been functioning off of a, you know, on a labeling way,
right,
you know,
right,
saying,
right.
well, that label says this, and this label says that, and blah, 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 and I relate with that label,
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And so I guess it's the labels that we attach to ourselves and to other people is one thing that kind of limits us to really experiencing the completeness.
Right.
You know, because labels will just start structuring.
Yeah, they will.
Imitating.
Yeah, they will.
And also, like, the roles we play. Like, well, I'm a musician, and you're a radio host, and that person is that. That person, you know, but that's right. just our occupation.
Right.
That's just what we do and what we're proficient at and what we've, you know, come here to complete through our karmic seeds.
Right.
So I guess what it really comes down to is how much labeling and role-playing are you doing, and if you're really happy with the label and role-playing that you're doing, well, then embrace it.
Right.
Fully embrace it, you know, and don't say, oh, well, this label doesn't work for me or whatever, you know. If it doesn't truly work for you, then it doesn't work for you, but then find something that does.
Right.
Or just dislabel yourself and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Just do what makes you feel happy.
Right.
In your highest excitement and your highest freedom, you know, without experiencing no doubt or no fear.
Absolutely.
And, you know, don't hurt anybody on the way.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever it is. And, you know, whatever does happen, well, that's karmic, you know. But don't take anything personal, because it's all just like, you know,
right.
just reflecting each other. We're all mirrors, and just
absolutely.
Whatever we say to another person, we're saying directly to ourselves. So.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and something that a quote from this artist by the name of Chances Are Good, he says, hurting one another is just like hurting your brother. Right? Or no, what you do to one another is what you do to your brother. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and anything you do to them, you have done to your best friend. Purify your consciousness, commune with me inside your chest. I'll show you my existence. But really, it's totally true, man. And like, and what I wanted to get back to for a moment was conditional happiness, right? I feel like, and that was spot on, Skaya, spot on, brother. I couldn't agree with you more. I feel like, you know, as part of, you know, the human race, or I think that so many people on this planet, you know, you just like, you go through your daily thing, you wake up, you go to work, you know, you work hard at work, and you're thinking, you're constantly going, you know, your thoughts are like, you know, oh, you know, I have to put gas in my car, oh, my check engine light's on, oh, I have to, you know, pay my bills, and I have to do this, and I'm hungry, and, you know, just all this stuff. Like, I feel like we base our happiness on condition. You know, I truly feel like a lot of our happiness is conditional. For example, I won't be happy until I get this. Only this will make me happy at this moment. I won't be happy until I'm fed, you know, or here's an excuse. And trust me, I do this all the time, and I have to catch myself. I really have to get myself out of it. You know, I'll be coming home on the 101 Hollywood Freeway or something. It'll be 6 o'clock, and I'll be stressed. And my thought process is, well, I'm not going to be happy and at peace and content until I'm back at home, you know? And I'm not going to be at one with myself and with my highest excitement and my true happiness until I'm off the 101. And like, you know, something I was thinking about, I was stressing out. This was Friday. Yeah, I was Friday. I'm stressing out on my way home from work, just like, stuck in traffic. So, you know, I call my mom and I call my dad and I'll call, you know, my girlfriend and I'll just talk and like, and I'll just, you know, just to take my mind off something, you know, to take my mind off the traffic. And I'm talking to my mom on the phone and I'm just like, I'm thinking like, Mom, I'm so fed up with this traffic. I can't do this anymore. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, and she's like, just calm down, David. Like, relax. And I'm thinking like, Paramahansa Yogananda, for you guys who aren't familiar with Paramahansa Yogananda, he was a very famous yogi in the 20th century, which would be 1800s. And he just, you know, he's such a powerful master of the mind. Just, you know, if you read his autobiography, you'll learn that he defied certain laws of gravity with his thoughts, with his mind. He he's just pretty much a boss. Like, he's like Paramahansa Yogananda. The Self-Realization Center in the Palisades is dedicated to Paramahansa Yogananda. So just a really cool yogi guy. Just, you know, I was saying like Paramahansa Yogananda must have learned how to levitate while sitting on the 101 freeway. The only key to true enlightenment is allowing yourself to be at one and at peace while you're sitting on the 101 freeway at 6 p.m. And I'm thinking like if I can just like center myself, if I could just like ground myself. So my mom, she's like, okay, David, just relax. Like, this is where you're meant to be. This is where you're supposed to be. I'm not even kidding. And this is, right now, this is just going to be a quick display of the law of attraction. I'm not even kidding. All of a sudden, I say, okay, Mom, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I'm like, all right, bye, Mom, whatever. Put the phone down. I'm sitting in traffic. I'm going like 7 miles an hour. I'm just like, okay, we're going to calm down. I'm going to look at people in my surroundings. I'm going to look at the people in the car and just send like loving thoughts to them. I'm just going to look at them and I'm going to be like, all right, well, I unconditionally appreciate your expression and who you are. And then I'll look to the other side of me. I completely forget about traffic and I start just thinking like, wow, like each and every single individual that I'm looking at is so different and so unique and so special in their own way. And like, I actually accessed a spot within my heart where I could find something that I appreciated and loved about each individual that I was looking at. So like, it was kind of like I'm sitting in traffic and all of a sudden I, you know, I'm looking at a man and, you know, he was in a suit and he was driving like a Mercedes or whatever. And usually when I'd look at this guy, my first thoughts would be like, wow, what an egotistical bastard. He's probably going to try to get in front of me. You know, he's probably going to try to cut me off, you know, and that's my own stereotyping. That's my own, you know, problems with. But instead I looked at him and I was thinking, you know, like this guy probably has a family that he supports. And like, you know, I love that he is where he is, and I appreciate his expression. Long story short, I start doing this for about 45 seconds, maybe to a minute, just looking around, sending quick thoughts, and all of a sudden, traffic clears up. Like, I was blown away, man. I was like, whoa. Like, so I'm sitting in traffic, and all I have to do is take my mind off the traffic and start, like looking, just like, you know, looking at things in my surroundings, and like, my reality is going to reflect that, you know? And like, and I was thinking like, you know, everything's has its perfect timing, you know? So like, I allowed myself to open that up for me. You know what I mean? Like, and I just think it's so cool. And I think that it should be a practice, if anything, within the human experience. You know, I think that'd be so cool if the educational systems, like, instead of like, wow, it's mandatory that, you know, you take a math class. I mean, yeah, it should be mandatory that you take a math class. I think that it is on some core level kind of, you know, it is a positive thing to learn and to expand and, you know, in multiple different aspects, even if you're not, you know, even if math isn't your highest excitement, I still think it is a positive thing to activate that part of the brain and just think and expand. But I think that there should be a class in like how to control your thoughts, like how to manifest the things that you truly feel like should be in your human experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Well, I mean, you know, basic human functions on this planet need to be covered, but those can, I feel, can be taught through family and home.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you look at the comparison between the children who are gone through the basic school system and those who have been homeschooled.
Right.
And you can immediately tell, like, they're thinking differently.
Right. You're absolutely,
you know,
right.
Their perception on life's a little bit more different.
Right.
And both, you know, both sides will argue, well, our way's better because blah, 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 blah. You know, and that's just right. Ego on both sides.
Right.
Instead of saying, well, I like what they do on that side and I like what we do on this side. So I wonder if we can somehow work together so that way we don't have to be like, well, we're this and you're that and you're this and we're that. Instead right. of being like, well, let's just kind of work this out together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Totally.
I think the days of, you know, seeing others as others is starting to dissipate, and, you know, I feel that the way to that is to really open our heart and not to be afraid to experience what we need to experience, you know.
Right.
Especially through influences of others.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't like what your mother or father is telling you, let them know.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. You know, I'm pretty sure they want open expression as much as you. And if they don't, well, then they might need to get some work done on themselves.
Right.
You know? So, you know, the time's coming where the children are coming in and they're really teaching the kids. Or, I'm sorry.
Teaching
the kids are coming in teaching the parents.
Right, right.
You know, and I just got back from 3 weeks in Hawaii.
Wow.
And just touring.
Touring.
And really just like seeing a lot of people, a lot of family, and, you know, how life is different a little bit more on the islands, and, you know, read about their native history and, you know, what they've gone through. And I understand, you know, why things are the way they are, but
right.
I still don't see an excuse why to continue it.
Right.
You know?
Continue what specifically?
Well, you know, there's just a segregation between the locals and non-locals.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, saying, hey, let's just find a way where we can both be harmonious and put the past aside, because the past is aside, you know.
Right.
Be sovereign on both ends.
Right.
And I feel that can be, you know, practiced anywhere we go, from, like, the people that we don't want to talk to, you know, family members or whatnot, you
right.
know. But I feel that it's a time for us to really heal our relations with ourselves and with others and our planet.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And along with that, I feel like it's really a time to become unconditionally accepting, right? You don't necessarily have to love everybody you come in contact with. Like, it'd be great and it'd be nice and it'd be sweet if we could just constantly vibrate at a Christ consciousness, you know, and just be like, you know, I see the divine light within you, and even though, you know, you killed thousands of people and you are full of hate, I still unconditionally love you. It's hard. It is very hard to do. I bet you, you know, if you approach 99.9% of people on this planet, you know, a lot of them would disagree would disagree with what Hitler did, you know, and a lot of them would say, you know, what a terrible man, what a hateful, you know, which he was indeed. But it's about accepting and being like, no, you know, I actually really love him for the expression in which he is, right? But then people start getting in trouble when they say, you know, they love Hitler, and people get the wrong idea. But, you know,
I think it's very important that we don't attach our emotions
right.
to other people's actions as much as we want to and as much as we've been programmed to.
Don't attach so much emotion to people's actions. I like that.
Well, you know, that's a perfect example, and I'll tell you my perspective on that is Hitler and whatever label he's been, you know, stamped with over the years is, you know, the perception of those who created those labels and those who choose to follow and correspond with those labels, who agree with them.
Right.
But in my eyes, that soul came down and had to deliver whatever he had to deliver.
Right.
And whatever he did in the public may not have been a consensus agreement of, oh, that's love.
Right.
You know?
Right. Absolutely. You know,
probably in the consensus agreement, the complete opposite of what people perceive as love.
Right.
But why would anybody do anything if that they didn't love? You know?
Right.
Our own perceptions...
I couldn't agree more.
Our own perceptions of love is our own perceptions of love. You know? And that's why we see people pointing out, like, oh, that person's dark. That person's, you know, that. That person's that.
The labels.
Yeah. And... But, you know... There are some people who like to linger in the dark, black waters
mm-hmm.
because that's just what they love. They're comfortable with it. And I believe that those, you know, who like to be lingering in the light, love the light, you know? But I feel that we can't continue to live in this existence of judgment and saying, well, that person's that because I don't agree with their way.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
But... I feel that the human experience is to live and let live. You know, we definitely have enough of our own stuff to deal with.
Yes, we do.
And we exert a lot of energy into projecting what others should be doing.
Yeah.
And so I feel that it's time for people to truly take responsibility for their own being and their own sovereignty.
Right.
And their own actions, you know.
So instead of being so judgmental, would you say this is a question? Instead of being so judgmental, would you say that people should what's the word I'm looking for here? Should be more like should understand that that's more a mirror of like themselves.
Always.
You know what I mean? So like. If you see, you know, something or somebody and they're doing something or look some way in which you don't approve of or in which you don't choose for yourself, most people will automatically place a judgment. For example, like you were saying, oh, that person's dark, you know, or wow, that person's a bitch, you know, or oh, she's a whore. You know, or just like, you know, just stupid stuff like that. Like, you know, and everybody, you know, everybody says it. Like, everybody, you know, or even like, you know, movie stars and stuff like that. And, you know, singers and artists and stuff. Oh, she's this. Oh, he's this. And like, you know, each of them represent a certain, you know,
attribute
role.
Of you.
Yeah, role. Absolutely. Which therefore, which I totally, totally agree with, is... just a reflection of something within you. We can only perceive, like, and this is, when I say this, this isn't just like, you know, like my, like, hypothesis about something. This is like, it makes sense. Like, according to even, like, physics, it makes sense. You know, if you were to take physics of like the brain and like quantum physics, you know, like it makes sense that everything, you know, that we see and everything that we perceive is simply just a mirror of something within ourselves. And I truly believe that we as people, as individuals, would not be able to even recognize something if it was not already established within ourselves.
Exactly.
So if we look at a person and we judge them, if we look at something somebody's doing, or we, you know, see something that somebody's, you know, advocating or representing, and we as individuals don't agree with that, and we judge, in actuality, what we're putting out is just an insecurity within ourselves, right? Does that make sense to everybody? Like, right? Yeah? Sky's like, she's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, good job, master. Or good job, Padawan.
I like when you come to realizations in the studio.
Yeah.
You get super excited.
I do, man.
You know.
I do,
you can
bro.
Can't you hear his breath?
I'm like a...
I know. That's Dave's highest excitement right there.
being a puppy dog. No. Dude, honestly, I would love to be a puppy dog. Do you know how stoked they get over the silliest? They, okay, be like the puppy dog and, like, choose to be in a state of ecstasy just because.
That's a good one.
Be like the puppy dog.
He's like, oh, young one, you must be like puppy dog. Happy all time.
That's funny, man. That was a good one.
That was a good Sky. One. I like that.
Sky. Wow. Well, we know you're bringing laughter into the studio over here and creating some good vibrations. You get it? Punny. even though that wasn't a pun, I mean, it kind of was.
Anyway.
I guess, like, you know, the whole motive, the whole idea, the whole expression of why Skaya and myself are, you know, broadcasting this to you is, to just, you know, it's very self-explanatory. It's in the title, to raise the vibration. But what we mean by that is just we feel, this passion within, you know, and I can only speak for myself, but I'm going to speak for him as well, because I know he feels this way. We feel this, this spark, this fire, this passion within us to where, like, you know, we think that positivity and love and light and happiness and following your excitements and following your joy is really the only, like at least like the only logical way to live. Like, I mean, sure you can, you know, you can dabble in, you know, in levels of density and in hate and anger and worry and fear. And yes, that's all part of the human experience. But when it really comes down to soul purpose, it's just to laugh, you know, and with so much conditioning and so much of like, oh, we're told to do this, we're told to feel this way. If she does that, she's this. If he does that, he's this. You know, with all of that kind of like influencing us, I feel like we as a collective are blinded to how easy happiness is. How accessible happiness is. And happiness is you hear this all the time. You're like, happiness comes from within, you know? And like, yeah, of course it does. But like, that's so, you know, it's so like easy to say, you know, happiness comes from within. It's so easy to conceptualize, like, duh, who makes you feel happy? You do. Nothing else makes you feel happy but you. It's the way you react to your surroundings. You know, nothing is happening to you. It's happening around you. You are happening to you. Like, you know? And I feel like to just, you know, kind of summarize this show, I feel like it's very important for, you know, the listeners out there to know, you know, that we're just trying to simple it. We're just trying to simplify the access to happiness. Right?
Yes, sir.
Totally. You know, Sky, as you know, it's always a pleasure. It's always a blessing. And we send you copious amounts of unconditional love, light, laughter, happiness from the studio, broadcasting straight from Sherman Oaks, California. Make sure to tune in, LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1, Dave's Good Vibration Station, every Sunday at 1. We're raising your frequency. Also, feel free to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, Skaya Indigo, thank you so much for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you, Dave.
It's always a pleasure, man. And to let all you guys know, just display random acts of kindness. It's like the ripple effect, you know, it goes way further than you think. We love you guys. That's our last words. Blessings. I know that we can make
got changed. Rearrange the way that we appreciate the world today. It's possible to love someone and not treat them in the way that you are. It's possible to see your eyes be the devil in disguise with another brother. It's possible to change this world. Revolutionize the toys and girls. It's possible to educate the next generation.
Half the fun is learning, I'm having a ball. The world keeps turning.